housing prices are going up fast in America's biggest cities. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose 5.4% in March compared with a year ago. Pushing up those prices, solid job growth, better wages in some quarters, and low mortgage rates, all good news for sellers, especially in western cities like Denver, Seattle, and Portland, where prices grew by double digits. Some of those same economic factors also led to the biggest surge in consumer spending in nearly 7 years. Today, the Commerce Department said that overall spending was up 1% last month. That's the fastest jump in nearly 7 years, as Americans bought more big-ticket items like new cars. Economists say it's a sign the economy is on solid ground after a sluggish start to the year. But as we know, that's not being felt everywhere. And here comes a pivot. The job picture is not as bright for Philadelphia police. Staffing in the country's fourth largest police department has hit a 22-year low, and the department is desperately looking for recruits. So it recently loosened hiring requirements in hopes of filling that gap, a move that has critics, but supporters say will actually open the door to many more qualified candidates. Bobby Allen of Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
At a packed job fair at Temple University, Philadelphia police officer Samuel Cruz says word has gotten around.
The biggest question today was, when are you guys getting rid of the college credits?
Right now, having 2 years of college is a police department mandate. But Police Commissioner Richard Ross recently told City Council that nixing that requirement might just boost applications. So starting in July, the college requirement is going away. Ross says the department's 400 unfilled positions might be driven by other factors, but it's likely that completing 2 years of college is a hurdle for some.
Look, I have my reservations about going backwards on an educational requirement, I'll be honest with you. But my first concern is the safety of the people who live and visit and work in the city.
And until the department can reach its full staffing level of 6,500 officers, more and more districts will be looking for ways to make up for the manpower shortage.
Police working a lot more overtime and being tired. When officers are tired, it sounds like common sense, right? They have a harder time doing their jobs. We all are stressed out. We all make more mistakes when we've been working too long.
Emily Owens is a criminology professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She says it's especially hard to maintain stable staff levels in such a big department. Most cities have 2 officers per 1,000. Philly has 4. Still, she says lowering standards could be risky and thinks a better incentive is offering more money. Right now, a starting cop in Philadelphia makes about $48,000 a year.
I would say that would be a good way to get more people from all neighborhoods and from all backgrounds to apply for your jobs.
About a third of all big city police departments require at least 2 years of college. And there's debate about whether college credits really make better cops. Critics say you don't learn street smarts by sitting in a seminar. But the other side argues that more critical thinking skills can only help police. That's been the position of Pierce College in Philadelphia. The requirement change could hurt the school's 2-year degree enrollment. Either way, legal studies faculty chair Ed Miller says having fewer college-educated cops is bad for the communities they serve.
The lifelong learning skills and the community awareness that comes through your experience in college, I think that brings a stronger candidate to the process.
Back at the recruitment table at the college fair, Officer Cruz tells Tomas McWaters about another hiring change soon to take effect.
And you're not 19 yet, or you're 19, right?
Yes, I'll be 20
so,
in a few months.
Right now, if you want to apply, I would take advantage of it because come in July, you have to be 22 to join the department.
Okay.
Police officials think raising the age bar from 19 to 22 will bring in more mature applicants, college credits or not. After the chat, McWaters told me no matter what age, most of his friends in West Philly would never think of becoming a cop.
Because people would look at you like you're a rat or something. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just how the neighborhood is. I can't change it within a day.
But McWaters says he's willing to put aside the neighborhood's attitude and prove to them that the police officers you want in your community are the people from your community. It's a message the department has been pushing, too. But as UPenn's Owen says, the viral social media accounts of police shootings of unarmed black men have really impacted perceptions.
A small number of bad officers having bad days that are caught on tape are viewed much more widely than they were 3 years ago. Right. And that gives all officers sort of a bad rap.
Antonio James of North Philly, who's considering becoming a police officer, says that's definitely true in his community.
I know some of my friends don't want to become a cop because of what they say about us.
or it's not cool to be a cop because of what they do. I see different black American people getting frisked every day and being treated like they're nothing.
But James, just like McWaters, thinks the best way to change that is from within. If the department can convince many others to think the same way, it might get closer to filling its officer shortfall. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.